All right, 804 ESPN 97.5. John Lance and Del Rahil will come in and dominate the show in just 1 hour.
I gotta say something before we get to Trucker Mike.
We got the shortest wait times in the business, you know.
Okay, let's get to Trucker Mike.
Trucker Mike, yeah to continue that, to keep our string alive as the shortest wait times ever for callers.
In the game.
He wants to talk about Johnny Manziel. We were just talking about him. Hey, Trucker Mike, you rooting for Johnny or not?
Hey, guys, yep, shortest wait time in the game.
Thank you.
See that?
Thank you.
Lies.
As far as Johnny Manziel goes, I wanted to know, would it be a good idea for the Texans to bring him in for a backup position? That way he could run some of the similar stuff as Deshaun Watson. You got to think the playbook's going to expand with Deshaun Watson this year, but you can always dial it back and give some of those zone reads to Johnny football. And then second question, I wanted to know, as a Texans fan, should we be concerned about Mike Vrabel with the Tennessee Titans and him having an inside track on us since we were 9-7 and AFC South champs for the past couple seasons?
You worried about his coaching after watching that defense last year?
Not terribly, but I mean, he knows our personnel.
They finished last.
I hang up and listen, guys.
They were last.
Honestly,
I know they lost a lot of guys, but quite frankly, there was a lot of confusion in the defensive backfield. It was not a good coaching job.
I need people to understand this too about Johnny. Even if Johnny literally turns into a monk, and everyone says this is maybe the nicest, kindest, most considerate, diligent, hardworking person ever. Here's what NFL teams are going to say. So Johnny's turning around? Yeah, he's turning around. He's completely turning. How's he throwing it? He's throwing an amazing rocket arm.
Mm.
How big is he? He's in the 170s.
Yeah.
We don't even draft cornerbacks that small. What do you mean he's 170? Yeah, he's...
He does, first of all, he doesn't have a rocket.
He's in the 170s. No, he will never have a rocket. He'll never have a rocket. He has an average arm at best. The most he can get to right now is probably in the 180s.
And here's something, and
he's a tiny guy.
Don't take this wrong. Here's the problem with having Johnny. First of all, as a backup, I don't know. I think Johnny is going to want to go and compete as a starter wherever he goes. He doesn't have a chance to start here. I don't know that he would sign here. Secondly, is that the kind of distraction that you want too? All the Johnny lovers here with Texas A&M. Oh, we got to put Johnny in, blah, blah, blah. Now, Johnny wouldn't get in ahead of Deshaun Watson ever. But the fact of the matter is that the media will love him and be going. This is where Tim Tebow really screwed up, I thought, was when he goes to the Jets and the Patriots, and he's third string, and the media all clamors around him. If I'm Tim Tebow, I'm like, guys, go talk to Tom Brady. Leave me alone. I'm the backup or the third string quarterback. And yet he did all the interviews and all of that. And it would be much like that here with Johnny Manziel. Now, would that be a distraction? I don't know. The same with Colin Kaepernick right now. Colin Kaepernick would be a huge distraction because of all the media attention. But even worse than that, Johnny's not polarizing. People would not stop buying tickets because of Johnny Manziel. There are people here that would, or everywhere in the NFL, that would stop buying tickets to games because Colin Kaepernick was there. It's not right, wrong, indifferent. Not an opinion. I know this for a fact. I know people are pissed at Colin Kaepernick. And you know what? Whatever. However you feel about Colin Kaepernick, the fact of the matter is he's polarizing.
Are you really even giving, like, the Johnny thing? And no disrespect to Trucker Mike, but this is not even a conversation. He's not ever going to play in the NFL again. Johnny literally is about 30 pounds too light. Johnny's sins and transgressions have absolutely killed him. It'd be one thing if he had amazing physical talent and he was a physical specimen. Right. He is way below the line of what the NFL takes physically now, and he was barely staying above it. He was frankly below it when he was drafted. And now with all of his transgressions and years of transgressions, and now he says he's bipolar, that's fine. That doesn't help him with
it. No, it doesn't.
That actually has made it even more unlikely.
It's a bad strategy by he and his agent.
Well, you know, if it's...
But here's the deal.
Well, it might not be a strategy. It might just be Johnny's got that. But there's not going to be a comeback season.
Pretty sure it was a strategy.
There's not a comeback season in the NFL for him.
No.
And the Texans, Bill O'Brien would never, ever, ever take on Johnny.
No, never.
He already had Dumbo.
Here's a real problem. If Johnny signs before Colin Kaepernick does, with all the issues that Johnny had,
oh, that's gonna look
and all this stuff. You know how that's
gonna, I think about that. That's going to look terrible.
That would look horrific.
Colin Kaepernick, you can disagree with his stance. Has Colin done anything relatively close to Johnny?
No, no.
Has he been that kind of bad teammate?
No, no, but he's more polarizing.
He's more polarizing, but like you said, but as a person...
No, no, no.
He is not a bad person.
No.
In fact, he's
Johnny's
gone out
not
of
a
his
bad
way
person either. He's just a partier. He's a partier.
He's a bad teammate.
Well, he's a... No, he... Yeah, you don't want...
I don't know if he's a bad person or not.
No.
Honestly, I don't know him well enough. I know that he's... Not an NFL player.
No, I don't think he's a bad... I've asked Luch about him. He really likes the guy. The guy is a great guy. He's just a partier.
Well, Luch is boys.
But you know what? You know, I don't know that Marinovich was a bad person. He just has had an addiction. And
yeah,
Johnny had an addiction to partying.
Johnny is not going to get it. I guarantee you this. If Johnny gets a shot, it ain't going to be with the Houston Texans.
Oh, it ain't. I don't think any NFL team. But when did partying get such a bad name? I don't get it.
When you don't do your job
and steal money?
I
mean, everybody...
When you steal money and don't do
really
your job?
It's not really stealing money. They paid you to sign.
They pay you to go to workouts, to show up.
They showed up
to
sometimes.
Go, to be there on time.
Hey, but you
to
had
stay
to,
clean.
Well, I don't
to
know
keep
about
yourself
stay clean.
In shape,
when did that... Was that
keep
in
your
there?
Body to
was
work
that in
out.
There?
Yeah, that's all part of the deal. That's all part of the deal.
Maybe in your deal. Not in mine.
It's all part of their deal.
I don't have that deal here at Cal.
You don't have an NFL contract.
No. No. I have a contract with Coors Light.
Do they expect...
Me and Coors Light have a relationship.
That's actually true.
You're damn right.
But Coors Light doesn't expect you to just come in and do a show hammered.
Coors Light doesn't. Coors Light,
his employers ever did either. Didn't stop him from doing
it.
Yeah,
that didn't stop me. You think I haven't done some shows wasted?
Well, I've been there.
You've seen it first?
I was there on Super Bowl week back in the 2004 year. I was there that whole week.
Oh, look at us. Remembering 2004 the Super Bowl. Remember that time when John was drunk? Oh,
John
so
doesn't
much
remember.
Fun.
Yeah, John doesn't I don't remember it.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything
too
about
drunk.
It. Yeah. Anyway, 713-780-3776.
Moore
shortest
map of Hawaii on someone.
Yeah, he did. He did drop a map of Hawaii. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN.
I guess I am cheering for Johnny, but I don't know what I'm cheering for him to do. I guess just to get better and maybe be on SEC. I do think he'll get a job on SEC Network.
Yeah,
I've always
too.
Felt like he'd be a great fit.
He's like Tebow.
And he just apologized in a way to Paul. Like Paul Feinbaum, here's what I think is happening. Mm-hmm. I think behind the scenes, Paul Feinbaum's been told.
Is that Nick Wright?
We're talking to Johnny.
He looks like Nick Wright.
No. Yeah, he does.
Well,
we're talking to Johnny.
One guy has better job security at this point, and it ain't Shaka.
Yeah. We're talking to Johnny, and because Paul Feinbaum's like, you know, watch Johnny, and he's really turned his life around. He came out and said he was bipolar. A lot of people reached out and said they felt better just hearing him say that, yada, yada. And Johnny goes, and Johnny said, I've had a lot of dislike in my heart for you. Here's what Johnny
Paul
says.
Feinbaum?
Here's what Paul Feinbaum says. Watching Johnny Manziel interview again and appreciate his candor. Handled incredibly difficult subject with aplomb. Many suffering have already reacted on show and says Johnny helped them immensely by speaking out. Like everyone, hoping for the best. Johnny responds on Twitter and says, as we all know, you have been one of my biggest critics. I had a certain dislike in my heart about you that I've let go of. There's more to life than just football, and my health as a person comes before football every day of the week. I appreciate you saying this. I wish I could read that without thinking, con. I mean, I really do. But hopefully Johnny really truly means that. And I feel like it's all setting up for Johnny to go to the SEC Network. And
yeah,
that's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Get on TV. He's got a little personality.
That's
he's got
what,
a little charm.
Yeah.
He's not an NFL player. And frankly, you don't want to live that
and
life
then,
anyway. Johnny, you know,
then,
working out and all that stuff. And staying
then
clean.
Host Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve party. You know what I'm saying? Johnny's perfect for that.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah, I don't think he knows any question.
He just needs, Johnny needs to stay clean for 3 years, get a 3-year contract, and then, you know, see if he can hang on after that.
Nathan, we'll get you down the other side. 713-780-3776 because we're the shortest wait times in the business. But right now, we got to talk about being a champion. Like, he wants to talk about Tiger Woods. Everybody wants. Tiger's playing this week, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. Okay? So be ready for all the Tiger talk all weekend long. But here's the deal. is you want to be a champion like Tiger Woods? You want to be a champion like Johnny Manziel? You want to be a champion, period. All you have to do is go to 1560energy.com. Be a champion. Save more money every single month. You'll be rich like Tiger Woods if you go to Champion Energy. If you save all that money that you're wasting with the big company. Oh, yeah, well, I want to be with the big company because they're always the... No, they're not. What they're doing is getting richer and richer off of you and putting their names on stadiums. That's what they do. And Champion Energy, what they do is save you money every single month. What you need to do is go to 1560energy.com and save, save, save. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Nathan wants to get in on the show. Quentin, you can call back in. 713-780-3776. Who wants in? Nathan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, all this Johnny football talks, you know, all fine and dandy and everything. But I thought I'd bring it back to something a little more wholesome. Tiger's back in action this week, boys. And we all know that's what really matters in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Percocet. Miley Percocet.
Percocet. Mm-hmm. Miley Percocet. So, how do you think he makes the cut?
Hey, beyond making the cut, he's finishing top 10.
You think so? I mean, not really.
Tiger Woods.
You really think that?
It's Tiger Woods. You know, this guy, Dustin Johnson's ball speed right now is 184 miles an hour. Tiger Woods right there, 183. I mean, nobody else on tour is doing that. Tiger's back's feeling good. He's a champion.
Well...
Hey, Dell, where's this call? Did you pick? Has this call been on hold since 2008?
It sounds like it.
It sounds like a 2008 call.
That's a long wait time.
Longest hold time in the game. Yeah. 10 years.
So, Riviera this week, I'm not sure. We'll see. I don't know. Listen, he's got to get back into competitive play. He did well. He made the cut last time out. I'm holding out hope. I think he will compete for a title this year. I don't know about a major. I do think that if he's coming down the stretch on a Sunday afternoon, it's going to be huge for golf. It'll be awesome. I just don't know that he's there yet. I just don't. Not after the way that he played the last time he came back.
You're not sure?
No, he's playing well, though. He's playing well.
I don't feel like he's there.
Top 25 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, he was 23rd.
That's what Tiger's like. Go. Man, he's in the top 25.
Well, but
now. That's
but for his first tournament in like 500 days or the stat was.
I get it. It's just that's where we are now. That's like, man, Tiger's on fire. He's 23rd.
Dude, he's not the same guy, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly. But he can compete. He was out there. I don't know how Riviera sets up for him, quite frankly. We'll see. But this is going to be we'll see if he is back as far as he played well enough to think that he can at least compete now. I don't know about winning, if his nerves will hold up down the stretch on for 4 days, but we'll find that out. Nathan, thanks for the call. I think he competes for a title this year. I really do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll be. I think he on a Sunday afternoon he's going to be competing.
It'd be good
for
the sport. I just don't know if it happens.
Glenn is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing this morning?
Great, man.
Good. I love y'all show.
Thanks,
all of
Glenn.
It
appreciate
the
it.
This is all I listen to. No R&B. No 102.979. This is what I listen to. And I was calling to ask. You know, every NFL player, everybody in life goes through different changes, and we all have made our faults. But I believe if he try hard enough, maybe he can go to Vince McMahon, the XFL. They trying to bring that back, or go to the Canadian League, or maybe even go to arena football.
Yeah, you're talking about Johnny. Now, I do think that I think there's something to that. I think he could. I think that's possible.
Yeah,
and I think XFL. Frankly,
XFL is perfect for him.
That's where he would need to play.
But you got to wait for two more years.
That's the problem. And who knows what's going to happen?
Hey, listen. If the Canadian football, why wouldn't the Canadian Football League take a chance?
I don't think he really wants to play there. We'll see. He hasn't been cleared. What's the deal with that?
No. Well, they did. They've got his rights, and apparently, he just had to meet some kind of standards or
Does
something.
Does Johnny really want to play in the CFL?
Listen, it's that's where Flutie went. I mean, I think it's perfect for him.
It is. If you want to prove yourself.
Yeah. It's a great proving ground. Yeah. And
War Moon did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Doug did it. Even Vince Young went up there for a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, give it a shot.
Sean Salisbury went up there, won a title.
Did he really?
He won. Yeah. He won a Grey Cup.
Yeah.
Johnny
could be a, I don't know if Johnny still, I imagine, still wants to be a star. He could be a star in the CFL.
And then go to the XFL and be the face of the XFL.
I feel like John, I mean, obviously if he continues to work at being quarterback, that dude could be a legend in the CFL.
Yeah.
I feel like he fits that game.
He's perfect. Is he not Baby Flutie?
Yeah, that's what he is.
And Flutie was what, a five-time? He's like the greatest quarterback in Canadian football history.
The field is enormous.
Yeah.
It's made for scramblers. So, yeah, I think he would do good. It's just, and trust me, you'd still get on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because ESPN would play you nonstop.
They already run CFL games on Thursday nights here.
They'd open up a new channel called Johnny Sisson with SZN, and it would be branded. Yeah, he'd still get on TV. That wouldn't be a problem. I got this text. It says, come back, Sissons. You got to bleep one, kill one, and marry one. Johnny Manziel, Tiger Woods, Zima. I already know you're killing Zima, you're marrying Tiger, and you're bleeping Johnny, I'm assuming.
Married
Tiger? Well, you can marry Johnny or Zima.
Boy,
it's not a good.
No, it's not a good. It wasn't good
meant
choices.
To. It wasn't meant to be a good. Yeah,
I don't like any of them. I don't know. I don't want to do any of those. What about? How about this?
He just begs out of it.
I am begging out of this one. Hey, how about this though? What would you do with Colin McHugh? Apparently, the Orioles have some interest in him.
I'll move him.
Would you move him?
Yeah, why not?
Because you need depth at pitching?
He got a lot of depth already.
You never have enough depth.
No, that's probably true, but he's also a veteran. He's making, how much does Colin McHugh make? He's not making a ton, but you can shave a little bit off of your payroll. You're taking on Cole, you've got...
Listen, and your bullpen has been a bleep show, so I know he's not a bullpen guy, per se, but you know what he can turn into?
He's definitely not a bullpen guy.
You know what he can turn into?
He's a spot starter. He's a middle reliever, maybe.
So here's the deal is...
You're a cheap guy to do that.
Well, what are you going to get?
Well, nothing. He's 30. How much is he making, John? You wouldn't want to say... Let me ask you this. It's right here. Oh, he's arbitration eligible.
Well, he's been hurt. Yeah, they haven't figured out his money yet, have they? He's
last probably going to make... Last year he made 3.8.
Yeah, he's going to make 4.5 somewhere in there.
Beat it. I don't know. I want a $4.5 million spot starter and middle reliever. That's way too much.
That is a bit expensive for him. But
move him and you get an average prospect.
Dude, you needed 8 starters last year. You're going to need 8 starters.
You can
again.
Go find it. Do you believe that Jeff Leno is the best general manager in the city?
Yes.
Then you don't think he can go find somebody?
Well, I think Darryl's really, really close, though.
But you don't think you can find somebody?
Yeah.
He found McHugh. He can find somebody. He can find us. He can find a...
Well, I mean, he could always spot start Martez or...
Yeah, he's got a bunch of arms in the minors.
Paulino's cycling, he can start.
That's not... I'm sure he's clean now.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah, he's got it. Everything's taken care of.
He's got to take care of.
I want strong Paulino.
Colin McHugh was
355. I don't want him coming in at 140 pounds.
Colin McHugh actually is pretty damn... You might actually... Wait a minute. So he's arbitration eligible.
Colin McHugh won 19 and... He's been a good starter.
So he's 30, but he was 63. He was 63 innings pitched, 62 strikeouts. He's about a 1-1 innings pitch to hit. Gave up 7 bombs, 20 walks. He's 3-1 strikeout to walk. You can get a decent average
Orioles
A prospect.
Need a middle starter.
Yeah,
he's a middle of rotation starter.
Get an average. a prospect somewhere and deal him and shave some payroll, because your payroll's going
to
be
higher.
Listen,
no, to get a middle of the rotation guy, you're getting more than that.
You think?
Yeah.
A 30-year-old who's arbitration eligible?
Yes. You still got him under your control.
Or they're going to have to, they won't give him a contract, I guess. They could conceivably.
Why not?
I mean, it might be a smart deal to give him a 3-year, $18 million deal, right?
What are his wins over these years?
He's won 48 games over the last 4 years.
48 games. He's 12 games. You know what? That's a $10 million a year guy.
Eight innings? Yeah, I know.
12 wins a season? It's about a million a win.
So what if you gave him, but he is still...
That's what you get.
He still is under club control if you deal him. But you could give him 3-year, $21 million. That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
You're giving him money in advance. His agent might not take it, but at 30, he probably should. And then you just, so what would you get? You think you get better than an average A prospect for a 30-year-old?
Yes, he's your third or fourth starter. You get better than an A prospect for that.
Third?
Well, with the Astros.
Well, he was the Astros third, not just a couple years ago.
The Astros are in a unique position with Verlander, Keuchel, and Garrett Cole.
That's before it was World Series.
No, wait a minute. 2015, he was your second starter.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on a team that's not loaded like the Astros are. He would be
the Orioles
third,
aren't loaded.
Yeah, he'd be a third starter.
I think he's an average third starter.
He was your second starter
average
just
third
3 years
starter
ago.
On an average team is what you're expecting from Colin McHugh.
A 19-game winner one time. Dude, that's worth a lot to teams.
Jeremy Robertson says hi.
Well,
sometimes
Lima
says hi. Sometimes guys win a lot of games 1 year.
No, but
he's done it.
Followed up with 13 when he was healthy last year. It's good.
I've never been a huge believer, but I'm going to tell you this. He's a good, solid starter.
He's solid. I just don't know that you're going to get a lot. Like, I don't think you get a lot for Colin McHugh, do you?
You're going to get more than I think you think.
Maybe you get a pinch runner.
you get Cameron. Colin McHugh? Trading for Cameron Maybin again?
No, I don't want Cameron Maybin.
I do.
He's making business decisions out there.
And how about if he got hurt when he didn't make that decision, didn't he steal a base to lead to a World Series victory?
Yeah. He also let a ball drop in.
Best GM.
He made pulled a up about decision. 10 yards short.
Game two? It was game two that he got stolen base, right?
Was it?
So everybody got free chicken nuggets
free
or something?
Tacos.
No.
Free what?
Free
tacos.
Well, I don't know if they might have got... Oh, yeah, actually, that was. He was the taco king.
He's the only stolen base in the series.
I forgot about the taco king, yeah.
So didn't he score a run, too, after he stole the taco base?
Yeah. What?
Or is he just...
Didn't Marwin hit the home run in the top of the...
Wait.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember if he
so
actually...
So you want him back? You want another Cameron Maybin because he stole a base?
That's what he's saying. Oh. You're going to trade Colin McHugh, you only get Cameron Maybin back?
I'm legitimately trying to remember...
I think he stole a base.
He scored a big run. Like, he stole it and scored a big run, right?
No, he scored the run. He stole second, and then I think Marwin hit a home run to tie.
Yeah, I think he could have got in from first then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like his stolen base.
No, I think John. I think,
feel like he was knocked in.
No, I think he stole a base, but then Marwin hit a home run, and I think I call him rally starter when Marwin hit a home run.
So the only big deal he did was get tacos for the World.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and he was on second, and he was screwing with Kenley Jansen's head.
Yep. Oh, that didn't matter?
Marwin took him deep because of that.
You think that Marwin took him deep because of Cameron Maybin. Now, he did hit two big home runs here. He won a game, remember, in Detroit, I want to say? I forget where. But he had two big at-bats, you know, the whole time he was here. Then he pulled up on that fly ball to left.
Look,
World Series, made a business decision instead of actually catching the ball.
If he had gotten hurt, I'm actually looking for when that actually happened. When he actually stole that base. If he had got hurt diving, he wouldn't have been on the base paths.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Then he wouldn't have started that rally.
I'm sure Derek Fisher could have stolen that base too.
Could he have?
Yeah.
Cameron Maybin, best acquisition. Last season for Jeff Luno, the best general manager.
He's the Gerald Green. The Gerald Green acquisition.
You don't think Gerald Green would dress like Cameron Maybin if he played baseball?
Yes, I think they would. 831 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk.
Cameron Maybin didn't hit like 60% from the 3-point line for about 6 weeks.
That's true.
Whatever. Stole that base though.
He did steal the base. He did hit a home. He had one huge home run during the season.
His new nickname is Taco Cam. I'd be okay with that.
No, he is.
Are you getting tacos every time Gerald Green hits a three?
No.
Because I'd be staying full.
No. Does he get me any food?
I get four tacos just randomly, just a 7-taco night.
No. He doesn't get anybody any free food.
Gerald Green?
Gerald Green. Screw Gerald Green.
Because Taco Bell's not stupid enough to say you get tacos every time Gerald Green hits a three, because then he'd be raining in threes.
Well, no, there was one stolen base in the World Series. That's it. Okay, so if you can only do it one time, you're special.
Well, he didn't play a whole lot.
Time to talk about, you know who else is special? Jeff Aaron.
Before we go, just a correction. The Marwin Gonzalez home run was not the one that knocked Cameron.
It was a solo homer. Marwin's was a solo homer.
He got knocked in on a base knock. Like, I think it might have been Bregman.
Might have been. I'm still looking.
Marwin's was a solo homer. It's time to talk about Absolute Marvel and Granite. Jeff Aaronoff is special, and in that special kind of way that I mean. He's going to come to your house and make your house special, because he's going to help you with all of your marble and tile and all of your granite needs. I don't even know what granite is, if you want to know the truth, but Jeff Aaronoff does. I'm sure he's going to tell you, hey, you need granite here. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know where you put granite, but what I do know is Jeff Aaronoff knows it, and he's going to do it for you at 20% off. If you're looking for a great way to build that outdoor patio, and everybody needs an outdoor patio. And here's another thing. You got to upgrade your countertops. Okay, because if you think you're going to sell your home without doing anything to it, you're sadly mistaken, people. What you need is Jeff Aaronoff right now. 713-880-2822. 20% off. Tell him you heard it on ESPN 97.5. He'll come to your home. He'll help you pick all that stuff out, and he'll do a great job putting it in. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance decides to walk out the studio again. Just for some clarification, for all those yelling at your radios, we figured it out. Cameron Maben, single, top of the 11th. Stole a base, and George Springer drove him in to make it 7-5.
Game two, yes. Game two. Same game. Marwin hit a solo off of Kenley Jansen with two outs, correct? One out. Was it one or two outs? Kenley Jansen. Two outs, I think. I believe top of the ninth.
Outs. That was it. It was down
It was down to the final out? Was it one out in the ninth? Whatever.
It was two. Well, it's not like
somebody will tell us. I don't know. I was at Damaris, and we were just jumping all over each other and throwing beer, and it was awesome.
That wasn't even during an Astros game.
That changed. I'm still convinced that Marwin home run was the biggest home run of the series.
It was no outs.
With no outs?
Yeah.
I'm convinced that's the biggest home run of the series. It changed the whole series. After they lost game one and they were about to lose, they were going to come back down 0-2, and they came back tied at one.
It was an 0-2 count.
0-2 count. Mm. And he homered.
I'm still convinced the Yuli homer was the one that changed
Kershaw?
Off Kershaw, where Kershaw was dealing. Remember, everyone like, this guy's, he's in the groove.
They had a 4-1 lead or whatever. Yeah. And
99% chance for him to win.
Right.
No, like, legit, that was it. And Yuli said,
no. Oh, no, he didn't do that to his eyes.
I know, but that's what he was just saying.
Not every time. He doesn't do that every at bat. Kind of, well, if he's got stuff in his eyes, he pulls them back.
He needs to start doing
but
that.
But that's all.
That needs to be his thing.
It is.
After every homer.
We go.
Just like LeBron and the Cavs do that three thing, and some people shoot a three bow and arrow. And Yuli needs to just go.
Yeah, just like that.
After every home run.
After every home run.
I think that's what it should be.
Bleep you.
I have a question for you two on the way in listening. Lance, how are you? The rumors aren't true. I don't dislike you, by the way.
Hmm.
The rumors that you started.
That's not a rumor.
I wake up.
Look, there's stuff out there. I don't know where it came from.
Came it directly from you.
Yeah, it came from
you. But I just said that I'm not feeling super comfortable when 901 hits. I feel like this is really this, as me as the minority, with John and Raheel and Dell, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you guys turn on me a little bit at 901.
It's not turning.
And I'm not
on
feeling,
you.
And I don't feel comfortable in this space.
We're not turning.
Well, it doesn't feel safe.
Well, maybe you should bring
safe.
A hamster.
emotional support hamster. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
You didn't hear about that? Oh, not only is it a thing. Let me gather around. Let me tell you a story. This is fun.
This isn't real.
Oh, this is real. So a 20-year-old in Baltimore, 21-year-old, has an emotional hamster, all right? And she travels with it. She needs it. I know, Lance. Just wait. It's not even the best part yet. Wait. Just wait. The spoiler, we're about to hit it. So she calls Spirit Airlines and is like, hey, I have this emotional support hamster. Can I bring it on the flight?
Spirit Airlines, yeah, it's $30.
Of course, Spirit's like, no, you can't. We barely allow bags on the plane. Mm-hmm. Why would we allow a hamster? That's an additional
they
4 ounces.
They do allow fights in fight clubs on the
So she gets through TSA. TSA's like, you're dumb. Just go. Whatever. We don't care. You're not going to do anything with a hamster. She gets to the gate and again points it out like, hey, here's my hamster. And they're like, you can't bring this on. So you either get rid of it or flush it down the toilet.
No, they...
True story.
Yeah.
True story. So she...
Flush a hamster down the toilet.
She spends 20 minutes with the hamster in the bathroom stall and just starts crying. And he's like, I don't know what to do with Mr. Bingles or whatever he's called. And she flushes it down the toilet.
Yep.
She didn't love that emotional hamster.
Yeah, she did. But she loved that hamster. She wanted to get to wherever she was first, though.
And it's been pointed out... If you have made the decision to actually bring the emotional support hamster and you've gotten through the TSA gate, just put it in your pocket and walk on the plane. They don't check you as you walk on the plane.
Yeah,
but here's the thing with Spirit. They're
not going to pat you down.
Dude, Spirit Airlines barely has people working up there. It's an extra $70 just to have somebody check
your ticket.
You don't
think somebody is going to, if they see that hamster or smell the hamster or whatever, somebody sitting in the seat next to you.
Have you sat next to people on a plane?
Look. That's just going to punch you in the face, and no one's going to stop them. Other people will jump on them, and then one of the flight attendants will run down there and then grab you by the throat and start to choke you. Potentially, at least I saw something like that on a video.
Yeah. So the emotional support hamster is a shoe bomb. What are you talking about?
No. I'm just telling you on WorldStar.
No, you're right. Don't bring it up.
I saw WorldStar. Anything goes on Spirit Airlines.
I made a similar huge mistake this weekend. I was lucky enough. I got to go down to Jim Crane's golf course this weekend.
And then I pulled my scarf back before I ate the poo.
Look at me.
I didn't eat any poo. But here's the thing. I bought an Astros golf bag. And because this is, it's got the Astros logo on it.
I know what you're doing.
And the Floridian. And it's awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm checking it out. I'm putting my stuff in there and everything. There is a jacket inside of the bag, like a rain jacket that's a $325 jacket. I'm like, oh, totally sweet, because it was kind of an expensive bag.
Inside one of the pockets.
It came with it, somebody see?
That's what I'm like, totally,
sounds like
totally,
somebody was using
totally
that bag.
Sweet. No, so I go back and we play and everything else, and I buy a shirt to leave when I'm leaving, and I go, hey, I think the bag, the guy was, hey, yeah, the bag is awesome. There's a limit. It's a limited edition, and it's sweet. I was like, yeah. And what size is that jacket that's in it? And he goes, what jacket's in it? And I go, oh.
Dummy.
Oh. Dumb.
Dummy.
He goes, I'm going to need to see that.
Dummy.
And he goes,
why would you say that?
I'm so freaking dumb. So he takes it. He goes, oh, no, this is for the president of the club. Oh. He was apparently he stashed it in this bag. He was going to take this bag, but you bought it. And I was like, oh, God, what an idiot.
What kind of jacket was it?
It was Astros logo World Series rain jacket.
Oh, I would have just like, John, do you want to buy a shirt? I'm not buying anything from you guys. I'm not even going back in there.
I'm not even going to say bye.
Get your ass
on
Yelp.
What a dumbass.
No, get on Yelp right now and complain until you get it for free.
Get on Yelp.
Hey, they took this free jacket away from me that wasn't mine in the first place. This is garbage. Don't ever go there.
Don't go there.
No. Don't play at Jim Crane's exclusive club.
Oh, my
whatever
God.
Whatever you do.
What are you doing, John?
I'm so stupid.
Small talk John. Oh, yeah. Small talk John strikes. How about you just go? Okay,
hey,
cool.
If I was ever at a golf course, you know who wouldn't have given that jacket back? Me, because I don't talk to anybody.
Nope.
I would have been gone.
Small talk John. Didn't have anything to talk about, so he's like, how about that jacket
about
in
the
there?
Jacket?
That's like John's rolling back in like,
how about that jacket,
what
huh?
What size is that jacket? What jacket?
What jacket? John's like, sees his carton of milk that's on the bottom of the grocery cart that he didn't see. He didn't put it on the thing, but not intentionally. And he gets out to load it up like, hey, guys, Did you guys check? Did you guys? Did you beep this in too? Did you beep this? Did I pay for this?
Fix it up.
I'm checking
I do that all the time anyway because that's honesty. That's not finessing in the game. That's honesty.
You know who wouldn't do that?
You know what Jesus? What would Jesus do?
Manziel Sisson wouldn't do that.
Well,
Jesus
what would Jesus
be,
do?
He wouldn't be. No, Jesus would go to an Amazon place and like he would just check. It would check out for him.
Well,
Jesus
guess what?
Is smart. Why would
no,
he go
Jesus
to an
ain't waiting
Jesus
in, not in line for an hour and a half to not check out.
He's not going to Amazon.
No,
he's not going to an
Jesus
Amazon.
Jesus doesn't
go
love
store?
Amazon.
You know what? Because robots then will get paid and not humans get paid.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm tired of robots.
Jesus loves people to get paid.
All right, up next, I want to ask Lance a question. What he hates more?
Well, hey, how about we do this? Why don't we go to Prime Social and play some poker?
That's not anything I hate. That's something I love.
No. I love that's something I'm going to do today. I got to call Steve.
So I won 128 on Sunday. Just went in Sunday evening and played. That's going to be my new thing. I need to make sure and tell my wife. Sunday, there's a guy sitting next to me, and he's like, yeah, I fly out to California, and I do contract work, but I come in here and play now on Sundays. You know, it's been open for about a month. He said, I like to come back here and play Sundays. I said, all right, I'll see you next Sunday. We'll play in this little 1-3. It's a 1-3 game. One small blind, three big blind, no limit. But fact is, it's like a neighborhood game. It's a lot of fun. And that's where if you have a neighborhood game, go have your neighborhood game in there. They've got dealers for you, so you don't have to mess with that. They've got the cocktail waitresses who come over. You can eat. How about this is not a lie. They roll a table up, and if you order food, you can eat right there at the table while you're playing cards, which is nice. We're going to be there for March Madness. We'll have more details about that. 29 televisions, so you don't miss any of your sports action. And one of the best things is that you're going to be able to get involved in tournaments, including this big $100,000 tournament they've got going on this weekend. Yep, go to PrimeSocialTX.com. Yep, PrimeSocialTX.com. That's PrimeSocialTX.com. And go there for the Bad Beat Jackpots as well. Find out about that right there at 7801 Westheimer between Dunvale and Hillcroft.
I got the juice, I got the juice. 10-0, Chatham's on. Foolie's glad I'm home.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Rahil had a question.
He has a question for Lance.
Yo, what
specifically.
What are you more afraid of right now? Because I see you're on this new high of you hate Twitter.
Twitter's mean.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but it's a necessary evil. But Twitter in general is mean. My Twitter's not that mean until it's mock season. Yeah. Then Twitter gets really
mean. Is it mock season or mock season for you?
It's mock season for me, I think.
Season?
I don't know. I'm just used to
saying season. You should just put mock drafts SZN for the people because you're part of the culture.
Yeah.
Do you hate that more?
Draft culture.
Yeah, draft culture.
Don't.
You scared more of Twitter or the robots?
Robots.
With those dog robots.
Twitter doesn't scare me. I just know that Twitter's mean and will eventually try to kill me.
That's not, Twitter will rally. Well,
you don't think dog robots are going to try to kill
Twitter will turn... Like, Daryl Morey made a comment yesterday. He commented on one of the tweets that I had about robots. And I was like, you know, we need our robots to be stronger than other people's robots or something like that. I'm like, hey, this isn't esports, Daryl, one of your e-gaming teams. This isn't fun and games. Robots can kill us.
Yeah.
And there's a robot. This seriously, I got scared. There's a video that somebody just tagged me in. I don't know why they thought I needed to see this because it ruined my whole day. And it's this robot dog. Did you see Black Mirror 3, season 3?
No.
Did
because
you see? Maybe you were tagged
sodomizing
too.
Sodomizing a pig, and I'm pro pig.
That was one episode.
I'm pro pork.
That was one episode.
I ejected after 3 episodes too.
What?
Dude, it would take me to a weird place.
No, you need to see it.
I've already got messed up thoughts already.
No, I don't need that. You need to see these seasons.
I don't need Black Mirror enabling me.
Black Mirror is really, really good. Really good. Well, anyway.
See, I love pork, like pork cutlets
That's the first episode. That probably shouldn't have been their late episode, if I'm being honest. Yeah. They probably should have built more trust before that. They went that far in. It's a pretty jarring season one, episode one. But you can watch any episode. They all stand alone.
Yeah.
So season four, there's this, it's called Metalhead, where there's basically a robot dog that protects things, and it can hunt you down and kill you. I mean, it's really scary. So all of a sudden, we get tagged. I think you were tagged in it too, where it said, this robot has learned to open a door. And it shows a robot that basically looks exactly like a dog. Its structure. And this thing, its head comes off and turns into a hand and opens a door. He sticks his robot paw outside to hold the door open, weasels his way through, and he and another robot get out. And I just thought, well, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Then somebody else said, and I even said that, I said, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen. First of all, it looks like a robot dog. And I didn't realize why it scared me so bad. It's because I saw Metalhead, the episode from Black Mirror. And all I could think of was, you put knives or guns on this thing, it's going to definitely kill. And they're going to turn on us.
Yeah.
Then somebody goes, that's nothing. Look at this. And it's a robot that they've built. And it looks like a guy. Yeah. You've seen it.
I've seen
and
that
it's
one.
Jumping up on boxes. And it springs up on boxes. Then it flips around and does a backflip. And I just realized, and this place called Boston Dynamics is building all these robots. And all I could think of was, and Jeremy Botter said it best. Jeremy Botter said, we know how this ends. Why are we teaching robots to do stuff?
Yeah.
This is so dumb. Why are we teaching them?
Didn't you see iRobot or whatever it's called?
iRobot. Mm-hmm. You can to Terminator. I don't care where you want to go.
Ex Machina.
Yeah, Machina.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina is the perfect example. Because she's hot.
Yeah,
that's the plot. You can't build them hot.
You can't build them
hot. You gotta make them ugly.
Oh, really? Have you seen Japan, what they're doing?
Yeah, the sex robots?
Yeah, sex robots.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Those things are lit.
I'm no kidding.
Like, God, but Lance, it's a robot.
They're going to make women
it's
extinct.
It's a robot.
Population control.
Yeah, they'll make women extinct before all of a sudden you're in a chokehold dying, like robot kill you.
Oh, like a real woman would do that to you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what they do.
They cut your stuff off.
Here's the worst thing I saw in Ex Machina, where the robot started sprinting at him. And I'm like, and he just gutted him or whatever. No, there's other worse things.
The worst one was just that the robot has a physical advantage. Is that she was so damn conniving that at the end, the guy who was helping her, or actually, I guess, fell in love with her. She's like, no, you didn't say the right thing. I'm going to leave you here to die. Yeah.
Even she's like a normal woman.
Yeah, but she left that dude there to die.
Okay.
She's like, nah, son.
Okay, so that's my point, Dell. Robots are going to learn. Artificial intelligence is really stupid. Why are we continuing? It's fine for Madden. Or it's fine for video games. Let's not put it in robots where the robots learn to I'm going to learn to escape from this place that Isaac Asimov or Isaac, whatever his name is, that actor has created for me. And I'm going to learn to escape and basically kill.
Oscar Isaac.
I've got, who's one of my favorite actors, by the way. I've got these robot dogs now learning to open doors and robots that can do backflips and jump. All I can think of is, We're building the things that are going to kill us
And we won't be here, so we don't care.
There's a movie industry devoted to this sort of thing. We've grown up watching these, and we're still creating them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you haven't.
We haven't learned our lesson.
We're still doing it.
Guess what? Will Smith is still alive. He won in iRobot. We can beat those.
Is he really
we can
alive?
Beat
we can't beat
the dude. You're posting Instagram videos for likes. Poor Will Smith is one of the most successful actors ever, and now he's down to his last straw here, and he's just doing covers of songs. Poor guy. I'm just like, man, sit back. Sit back, man.
You
don't have to do this.
You know
this.
How you have a sore, maybe you have a sore tooth or something, and you keep pushing on it.
Right.
And you're like, why are you doing that?
It feels
the same thing with
you do. Yeah,
it feels good,
and it hurts. Yeah. Why are we building?
What you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got some lung cancer. Give me that cigarette. Let me see how this goes.
Yeah. You already have it.
You're trying to beat it.
No.
Twitter turned on us 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Twitter completely.
Twitter hasn't turned yet.
Twitter's turned
on
us.
Certain people. Twitter's still cool.
Well,
Twitter's turned.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get.
No,
Twitter
if you ever do anything heroic, everyone will go back through your timeline and find what a piece POS you are.
Man. If you do something heroic, if I get famous for anything, deactivate. And I've been very careful about what I've said on Twitter.
Yeah, no.
What's the number one rule?
Don't go viral.
There you go.
No. Don't do anything heroic. That's the number one rule.
And don't build robots.
Yeah.
Should be
in. All right. 713-780-3776. Raheel has joined the fray a little early, but you do feel welcome now, don't you, Lance?
See?
Yeah.
It ain't 9:01 yet.
For another 3 minutes.
Now wait.
Time to talk about, you getting.
Oh, boy.
Everybody gets uncomfortable with this topic.
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Listen. Not me. I'll make eye contact with you while you do it.
I'm not making. Look, I'm not. I'm reading. And I'm reading about Dr. Rorick helping you get your love life back because you're not the same guy that you used to be. You don't look at me. No. See, well, here's the deal is if you have issues with your, if you have ED, okay, it's horrible. And what you'd want to do is get that taken care of. So are you more embarrassed to go talk to a doctor who deals with this every day, who has admitted that he also had ED? So this guy, he knows what you're going through, and he's going to take care of that business for you. And so it's a very relaxed and comfortable situation. You don't want that anxiety when you're trying to make love to your wife or your girlfriend or both. What you need is Dr. Rorick, and he is going to help you through that situation, and it's actually cheaper than buying the pills all the time. What you need is to call 281-496-3355, and it's actually a pretty simple process. It's painless. It's the Gaines Wave Therapy. Go look it up on the interwebs, and you're going to see how awesome it is. 281-496-3355. It's Houston Health and Wellness, or go to improvemyerection.com, improvemyerection.com.